We're here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and as usual, we had the Peanut Profitability Awards, the 14th annual awards, and one of the guys, unfortunately, not here, but two of them are, and one is the Southeast Region winner, Tim McMillan of Enigma, Georgia, and Jart Hudson, the Virginia Carolina region winner from Turkey, North Carolina. Gotta love that. Okay, Tim, let's start with you. Why don't you tell me, both of you talked about what a great year we had last year, and Tim, tell us about it.
Oh, it was one of those years that you dream about having. We had the rainfall was just right, temperatures were just right, and just everything fell into place. Just no problems.
What was your yield last year on peanuts?
We yielded about 5,750 pounds on the dry land and 5,900 pounds on the irrigated.
And how does that compare with previous years?
Previous years, somewhere around 5,000 pound on the irrigated and maybe 4,200 on the dry land.
So was this your best year ever?
Oh, this is my best year ever.
Right. How about you, Jart?
Last year was a good year for us, but we had yields around 4,400 pound range, and all ours were dry land yields. And that was probably a normal year was probably around for us is like 3,900 to 4,000 pounds. It was a little above average, but we have made the higher years. We had a good season, but it got dry in August, right at the end of August, and that hurt the peanuts.
Well, this award is not just about yield, it's about profitability. So, Tim, what do you do on your operation to ensure profitability even when the years are not great?
Well, I think the number one thing that you need to do on a farm is be timely. And if it needs doing today, then you do it today, not tomorrow. Because if you get behind with your fungicides or you get behind with your herbicides, then you're going to have problems. So I think timeliness is the number one thing. But the other thing we try to do is keep our overhead down. We try to keep our equipment expense down and just supplies. Supplies can eat you up. If you're not careful, you can buy too many bolts and nuts. So just try to keep overhead down.
For sure. How about you, Jart?
We always try, when we're buying inputs, we try and get three prices. For the chemicals, fertilizer, and we also try and keep the overhead down. It's a combination of everything. Like Tim said, be timely. That's the most important thing. If it needs to be done today, you need to do it. You don't need to go to the beach and go fishing. You need to be in the peanut field.
What else do you grow besides peanuts, Tim?
We also grow a lot of cotton, and we grow corn some years, depending on the price. And then we also have a U-Pick fruit operation where we grow strawberries and blackberries, and then we sell blackberries commercially. We have about 65 acres of those.
And you, Jart?
We also graze tobacco and corn and sweet potatoes and wheat. This year we didn't plant any sweet potatoes. It just didn't work out with the weather pattern like it was. So we dropped those off. We'll probably put them back on another year.
Well, you brought up the timeliness. Let's talk a bit about crop protection. You brought up both fungicides and herbicides. Last year was a perfect year, but we talked about your fungicide applications. Tell us about that.
Well, you mean like which fungicides do we use? I start out at 40 days with Headline, and then I come in at 60 days with Provost, and then I'm on a 2-week schedule with that for 4 applications, and then we wind up with a chlorothalonil application.
And that's your plan, right? Does it change through the year?
It may change. I may close those windows up and spray a little more often, or I may widen them depending on the weather. And then if we have a problem, I may have to come in with either a higher rate or either a different fungicide.
What about herbicide application?
We have a basic plan for herbicide applications. We usually put Sonalan or Prowl down as our yellow herbicide, and then we also use Valor and Strong Arm, and then we'll come in with a Cadre, and that usually is all we have to do. Now, we may have to go in and spot spray some Florida Panicle, or Texas Panicle, I'm sorry, or we may have to spray some 2,4-DB for some weeds, but most time the basic program takes care of it.
How much problem do you have with resistance?
We don't have a lot of resistance except for in peanuts. We don't have it. We really don't have a resistance problem in peanuts.
Okay. And your other crop?
In cotton, we have a resistance problem with pigweed.
Right.
But we're able to control that with some herbicides. But we have Roundup resistant pigweed.
Are you, I mean, is there anything new on the market that you're interested in as far as crop protection?
I'm always looking. Yeah. But right now, I don't know of any products that I'm, you know, going to use anytime soon.
And Headline works really well for you, huh?
Headline works well for us. Now one fungicide I am looking at is possibly using Proline at 35 or 40 days instead of the Headline.
Okay, well, what about you, Jart? What's your favorite fungicide plan?
We start off with Bravo Tilt, depending on what we think we need, and then we use some Folicure and maybe a Headline in the mix. It's just we'll look at them and try and do it on, you know, as needed basis and use whatever fungicide we think would fit what the problem is. Okay.
And herbicides?
We are all conventional and for the peanuts, and we start out, we put Prowl down and come back with Valor and Dual behind the planter. And then some years we may use Paraquat with Bassigram, and some years we may just go straight to Cadre or something. The year like this year, we didn't put any Cadre out because it got so wet we couldn't get in the field, but the peanuts were fairly clean, and then we go back to 2,4-DB and Select or something like that to clean up the grass and the escapes later on, you know.
Well, one thing I didn't hear you talk much about was precision technology. What kind of precision technology do you use on your farm, Tim? How has it, you know, helped you, and what are you looking at?
2013 is the first year that we are using the precision ag, yes. But I'm hoping that it will help us with some digging losses. And there's several applications that we've already used it for, building terraces and spraying, and I mean just various things. It's even better than I thought it would be, but yeah, we're excited about using it. I think it's going to pay off.
So mainly the GPS.
Yes, GPS. Yes. That's right.
So that's helping you a lot with rows and making sure everything's straight and knowing where the peanuts are, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. What about you, Jock?
We run deer tractors basically, and we don't use the deer guidance, so we put Trimble systems on them. We found that to be much more accurate with the peanuts. And we've also, this year we added another system. Hopefully we're going to have two diggers with the guidance system on it this year. And like Tim said, we're trying to help reduce the yield loss when you're digging and get off the roads along that line. But we're using it more and more every year.
Well, a final question for you guys. The theme of the conference this year is sustainability. Sustainability means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What does it mean to you, Tim?
Sustainability to me means being profitable enough that we can stay out there as a family and make a living and have a decent living on the farm. And, you know, to be able to do that, I think we've got to be able to yield. We've got to have prices that are sustainable. And then you know, we have to be good stewards of the land and stewards of what we're given to work with.
And you, Jart?
Sustainability means, just like Tim said, trying to make enough profit at the end to stay there, but yet look out for the soil. I'm a big advocate of using cover crops in the fall. We don't like to see the sand blowing in the springtime. And we've gone to strip till on the corn, but everything else is pretty much conventional, but we'll let them put the cover crop there and wait to cut it up at the last minute before we have to start the conventional work.
All right. Well, thank you. Congratulations to both of you, and keep up the good work of helping to feed the world. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.